Chapter 14. Giant Sewer Rats, Detours, Toilets, Tattoos, Rock Stars, and Celebrities. "Luca, did you call the hotel or the late show yet?" Anna asked as Luca rushed past her. "We should try and get in touch with Mr. G."
"Not yet, Anna,"
Luca answered as she bustled around the set that was buzzing with production and tech crew. "I haven't had time yet. It's always nuts around here before I go on live. I promise I'll call as soon as we're off the air, okay?"
"Okay," said Anna.
"You're on in 2 minutes, Luca," a guy from the production crew announced. "Please clear the set." Bodies immediately vanished and the set became quiet. "Anna, please go and stand with Tony and Mo," Luca said, pointing to the side of the set. "You three will be on after Harley."
"Sure," said Anna.
"And Harley, please come and take a seat next to me," Luca said as she sat in the second of the three plush armchairs.
30 seconds,
the production guy announced. When the seconds ticked down the tent, the production guy held up his hands and began to count down from 10 to 1 with his fingers. When his last finger curled and he nodded at Luca and the on-the-air sign hanging on the set wall flashed on.
"This is Luca Stefancic, reporting live for NTV News from our studio in New York City. Sitting next to me is Harley Patrick Davidson, lead singer of Harley and the Angels. He and I will talk about the impact his band has made on the underground rock scene and charity causes in New York City. We'll also talk about the impact Harley has on children." Luca paused and smiled at Mr. Davidson.
"Believe it or not, in addition to being a rocker, he's also a fourth grade teacher. So, Harley..." Tony lightly elbowed Mo and whispered, "Are you ready to see some fireworks?"
"What are you talking about?" Mo whispered as dread filled his eyes.
Tony arched his eyebrows and smiled. "Let's just say the interview will be... interesting."
"For you, maybe," whispered Mo, "but probably not for anyone else."
"I guarantee that this will be the day to remember in MTV history. And I guarantee that I'm never going anywhere with you again."
"Be quiet. This is a no-talking zone, and," whispered Anna, pointing at Luca, "she's done about done with Mr. Davidson."
"Harley," Luca said, holding out her hand, "I like to end our interview by saying keep on teaching and keep on rocking."
"I will," said Mr. Davidson, as he beamed a large smile at Luca and shook hands with her, "because I'm a rockin' teacher."
Luca looked to the side of the set and winked at Tony. "And now I'd like to introduce the worldwide MTV audience to a surprise guest that is full of, well, surprises. It's my pleasure to introduce..." At that moment, the lights went out, bathing the set in total darkness, and alternative rock music blared out of massive speakers. Tony rushed onto the set, hopped onto the empty chair, stood on it, facing the cameras. The instrumental introduction blared for about 20 seconds, reached a crescendo, and then, when the vocals kicked in, colored and laser lights flashed on, and a fog machine pumped fog onto the set. Tony leaned off the chair, landed on his feet, and began aggressively playing an imaginary air guitar. A spotlight focused on him as he bounced around the set, miming the words to the rock song. Luca sat dumbfounded as she watched her interview turn into a simulated rock concert. Mr. Davidson's head was rapidly bobbed up and down, and then he jumped up, grabbed his air guitar, and started rocking with Tony. Anna and Mo smiled at each other, nodded their heads, and then raced on the set to join the concert. Within seconds, tech and production crew members and a couple of MBA types in business suits, a woman in blonde hair, and some tattooed earring guy hopped onto the set and joined the impromptu rock fest. After a couple of minutes, Tony jumped back onto the chair, faced the cameras, and mimed the official lyrics. The song abruptly ended, the lights came on, the fog machine cleared, and the rockers on the set immediately stopped rocking. They eyeballed one another, then broke into laughter. Tony pumped his fist above his head in triumph, and then he dramatically bowed to the rockers around him. Then he turned and faced Luca and bowed to her. The set immediately became quiet as a mausoleum. Luca stared at Tony and then turned to the cameras and said in a deadpan voice, "And that, MTV viewers, is my surprise, Mr. Anthony Madison, the kid in the bear suit from Kansas City." She paused, shook her head, and chuckled. "That's it for now. Please stay tuned for my next MTV News report." The off-air sign flashed on. Rock music immediately blasted through speakers once again, and everyone started rocking, including a smiling Luca Stefancic.
"I can't believe you were just on MTV," said Tony.
"Me either," said Anna. "This place is cool. I want to work here when I grow up."
"So tell me, Tony, exactly how did you pull that off?" Luca asked as she narrowed her eyes and locked them with Tony's. You didn't have that much time. Well, Tony said, I hit it off with the production guy when I got here. We talked about this and that, and then before I knew it, it just sort of just fell in place. A phone rang and interrupted Tony. Luca pulled her cell phone out of her pocket. Yeah, he's here. Pause. You want to talk to him? Pause. Okay, here he is. Luca handed the phone to Tony. It's for you. Hello, Tony said. Hey, kid. This is David Letterman. Was that Luca Savancic I was on the phone with? Yeah, it was. I thought so. She's great, isn't she? As far as I'm concerned, she's the only reason to watch MTV. Yeah, she's great. Trouble sort of follows you around, doesn't it, TB? Well, not really, Mr. Letterman. That's Dave, kid. And yes, it does. I heard from Mr. Gore that the three of you are missing. The cops have combed the city looking for you. I was certain that one of New York's giant sewer rats made off with the three of you. And then one of my assistants insisted that I come look at his TV. And you know what I saw? I saw America's New Hero performing on MTV. You're supposed to be on my show, TB, not theirs. Well, I'm sorry, Dave. Things just sort of happened to me. That's an understatement, TB. Under what? Never mind. I'm going to send my limo over for you. It'll be over in a while. Don't go anywhere, do you understand? Well, Fred Durst, the lead singer of Limp Bizkit, and the rest of his band is here, and they invited us to go to Greenwich Village to get a tattoo with them. You know, Limp Bizkit style. I know, TB. I saw them performing with you. No matter what those headbangers say, you stay put. If you kids get a tattoo, not only will your parents kill the three of you, they'll kill me as well. And besides, Limp Bizkit will be on my show tonight, so you can hang out with them all if you want on my turf. If you say so, Dave. I say so. And so does Mr. Gore. He's here waiting for you as well. Mr. G's there? Good. We were worried about him. I think it's the other way around, TB. Yeah, you're right, Dave. I'm sure I've driven Mr. G crazy once again. I bet he's really worried about us. Yes, you did, and yes, he was, TB. He's sort of like a granny when it comes to worrying. Any way I can talk to him? Sure, here he is. Hey, Mr. G, it sure is good to hear your voice. Not sure I can say the same, TB. Your voice sort of gives me the chills. You're a living nightmare, you know. Yeah, I know, Mr. G. Sorry about that. You don't know sorry yet, TB. Wait until I get my hands on you. Please don't kill me, Mr. G. The airport wasn't my fault. It was Alicia Keenan's fault. I don't care whose fault it is, TB. You're still a goner. I've nearly gone crazy worrying about the three of you today. Mr. G, I'm really sorry. We tried to call you several times, but your cell phone didn't work. We got that stupid no reception message all the time. We knew you were probably going to go nuts, so we did try. That's so responsible of you, TB. I'm so impressed that I'm going to nominate you for Kansas City Citizen of the Year. And since I'm such a nice guy, you're not only a half goner, because my cell phone company stinks. Mr. G, you have to believe me. When we couldn't get a hold of you, we decided to find Dave because we knew he'd know how to find you. Okay, TB, I believe you. Sort of. And as you know, I'm a really sensitive guy, and your story really touches my heart. So, as your classification has dropped to a quarter goner, fortune has come your way, TB. But I'm not to negotiate any lower. Is that understood? You still have to answer to me for what happened today. Yes, sir, I understand. We'll discuss things when you get here, okay? Okay, Mr. G. Please don't kill Anna and Mo. It was all my fault. I never consider killing them, TB. Oh. And TB, it is good to hear your voice. Yours too, Mr. G. Okay, enough of this mushy stuff. Letterman wants to talk to you again. See you in a bit. Hey, TB, it's Dave again. I'm not sure I'd come over here if I were you. Mr. G's a pretty big guy. Yeah, but his heart is like a marshmallow, so he probably won't kill me. Well, hopefully. Anyway, guess who kissed me, Dave? Who? Madonna? How do you know? Well, TB, I saw her rocking with you during your MTV stint. I ain't blind, you know. Whatever, Dave. Anyway, she thinks I'm the cutest thing she's ever seen. She wants to take us to Toys R Us in a couple of minutes, and then she wants to take us to... Don't tell her you know me, TB, or she'll kidnap you. Just stay with Luca when we hang up. No tattoos, no toys. Understand? Yeah. Good. Please give the phone back to Luca and let me talk to her. See you soon. See you soon, too, Dave. Tony said, handing the phone to Luca. Luca listened quietly for a couple minutes and said, "Seriously?" Pause. "My schedule's pretty full, but I'm sure I could squeeze in the afternoon for the late show." Pause. "I'll get back to you as soon as I can." Pause. "I promise that they won't get out of my sight, and don't bother with sending someone over. I'll personally deliver them to the theater." "Why take any chances with them?" Pause. "Of course I'm right. We'll be there after a while. You have my word." She ended the call and said, "The four of us are going to the Ed Sullivan Theater as soon as possible." "We'll take them," interrupted Mr. Davidson, nodding at a couple bikers standing nearby. "And you as well, Luca. Like you said, why take any chances with them?" "Thanks, Harley. If the Hell's Angels can't deliver them to the late show, then nobody can." Luca paused and looked at the kids. "We're going straight to the lobby. No detours, no toilets, no tattoos, no rock stars, no celebrities. Let's go."